First off, all the news you need to start your day.
You're listening to Breakfast Briefing with me, Alan Cantwell. It's Wednesday, 13th of March. Coming up,
we're certainly not going to start with uncomfortable truths. So we have a really good relationship with the US, and we have a really good relationship with President Biden.
Taoiseach prepares for his meeting with the US President Joe Biden in Washington. And the Energy Performance of Buildings Directive will result in buildings across Europe consuming less energy and relying on cheaper and greener renewable sources. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach says he won't be using his Oval Office meeting to tell Joe Biden off over Gaza. Leo Varadkar will speak with the US President in the White House on Friday during his St. Patrick's Day trip to Washington. The Taoiseach, who's repeating his calls for a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, says he'll use the meeting to understand the American position and see if Ireland can influence in a positive way. Speaking in Boston, Leo Varadkar says he's not looking to give out to Joe Biden.
We're certainly not going to start with uncomfortable truths. So we have a really good relationship with the US, and we have a really good relationship with President Biden. I don't think I've ever felt a president to be on our side so much as President Biden. So very keen to meet him again. I've met him many times down the years, and he's a real supporter of Ireland. Always wants to know what he can do to help.
For the Gaels, Sean Kelly is welcoming a new EU law to make it easier for people to renovate their homes. Under the Energy Performance of Buildings Directive, buildings across Europe will consume less energy and rely on cheaper and greener renewable resources. The MEP for Ireland South says the threat of compulsory renovations had been hanging over millions of homeowners and tenants, but now that's off the table.
The Commission wanted it to be compulsory to force people to retrofit their homes. That obviously wasn't a runner. But eventually we got a very good balance where we will now be in the position to have targets which member states will be able to apply as fits their country, which will also reduce our dependency on fossil fuels, make homes much more comfortable and bring down energy bills.
The government risks turning the country into a nation of renters. That's according to the Social Democrats, who say too many new bills are not being made available to buy. It follows yesterday's study from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland, which found over 90% of apartments in Dublin last year were brought into the rental market. The party's housing spokesperson, Kino Callaghan, says the rules around newly built apartments need to be changed.
There are measures in place, you know, for houses and duplexes saying that they need to be available for individuals and families to buy. No such measures for apartments. So I think that needs to be put in place. I have an amendment in the planning bill seeking to ensure that at least 50% of new build apartments would be available for individuals and families to purchase.
SIPTU is calling on health officials to abandon plans to use a new nursing home as an overflow facility for University Hospital Limerick. Workers at St. Conlon's Community Nursing Unit in Nina say they were not consulted with 60 elderly patients waiting to move into the new home. Operators hope the 50-bed facility can take pressure off the hospital, which is dealing with an almost daily overcrowding issue. SIPTU organiser Mark Quinn says they're also concerned that public money will go towards what would be a private operation.
What is really disturbing for us is not only is it going to be proposed to be used as a step-down facility, but it also is going to be run by a private provider after a significant amount of money being spent by the taxpayer to build a state-of-the-art nursing home for older persons and residents.
A measles alert has been issued for passengers on a Dublin-bound flight from Abu Dhabi last weekend. The HSE wants anyone on flight EY45 arriving into Dublin at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday to contact HSE Live on 1800 700 700. Tina Gates reports.
A case of measles has been confirmed on the Dublin-bound flight EY45 from Abu Dhabi, which arrived into Dublin Airport on Saturday, March 9th at 6:30 a.m. It's particularly advised that any pregnant women, immunocompromised people or children under 12 months should immediately be identified, as receiving treatment as soon as possible may be beneficial. All passengers who are on the flight should be aware of the signs and symptoms of measles, which include a fever, small white spots in the mouth, a small red-brown rash on the skin, sensitivity to light, aches, pains and cold-like symptoms such as runny nose, sneezing and a cough.
The Road Safety Authority is warning motorists in the south of the country to exercise caution while using the roads today. A yellow rain warning is currently in place for Cork and Kerry, and that's expected to be upgraded to an orange rain warning from noon. Separately, Metairn issued a yellow rain warning for Waterford this afternoon. 4.5 million people in the African country of Malawi are expected to experience food insecurity from May. Trokra is focusing its Lenten campaign on the country this year. The country has experienced a number of extreme cyclones in the past couple of years, particularly Cyclone Freddy, which hit this week last year and killed more than 1,200 people. Malisha and her children feature in this year's Trokra Box. She outlines through a translator her experience of last year's storm.
During the Cyclone Freddy, they were greatly affected since some of the houses were completely collapsed. And even the water for the crops, since all the water was just running off, so the crops were not, they didn't have much as they could have in the years. She's afraid if that might happen again.
The Russian military says it's killed more than 200 fighters while thwarting a border incursion it blamed on Ukraine. It claims Moscow's forces were able to block what it calls attackers from Kyiv. There were disturbing reports of what was going on across the border earlier in Russia's Kursk and Volgograd regions. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need at newstalk.com.